focus for this guided meditation, where it's called the Four Elements Contemplation. Sitting comfortably or erect, first just notice the experience of being in a body. And most particularly, experience of noticing the process of breathing in and breathing out. In classical Buddhism, the Four Elements Contemplation includes a reflection on the experience of earth, which is feelings of pressure or hardness, air, which would be the experience of movement in the body, fire, which is the experience of varying degrees of temperature from cool to warm, and water, which is the experience of fluidity and cohesion. So with this meditation, I will make suggestions that will support contemplating these four elements. It's important to understand that all of them are co-occurring in every moment of experience. We're just practicing contemplating one of them at a time. First, the experience of earth. The feeling of compaction, pressure, as your body contacts wherever you're sitting. The pressure that you might experience as your arms and hands rest on your legs. The experience of contact as cloth touches your skin. And the experience of pressure as the air enters and exits the nostrils. It's also useful in contemplating the earth element to investigate how it changes and realize that what is changing is not necessarily the source of the pressure, but more importantly, the mind's creation relative to that pressure. Is the sense of contact, of pressure, more or less vivid in awareness? Particularly when paying attention to sensation of breathing, what's the variability of pressure, the difference between sensation of breathing in and breathing out. Now shift your investigation to the air element. the experience of movement. Perhaps the most noticeable movement is the expansion and contraction of the torso, particularly the abdomen, as you breathe in and breathe out. When the mind's focus is very stable and increasingly insightful, perhaps you can notice movements elsewhere in the body. When you breathe in and breathe out, there's a slight change in the way that the neck and the head relates to the torso. Slight movement. There's also a movement of the arms. And you might even notice a change in the relationship between the torso and the hips, the pelvic area. It's very subtle, but making the effort to notice with clarity those subtleties increases your ability to notice the subtleties of how the selfing process occurs. And of course, it's also possible to notice the movement of air as it passes across the upper lip and enters into and exits the nostrils. A more subtle manifestation of the air element is the movement of energy through the body. This can be experienced through the practice of the body sweep or body scan. And as is the case with the contemplation of the earth element, It's also valuable to notice the impermanence of your subjective experience. Sometimes your attention is very apt, very tuned in to the air element, and other times attention is scattered, diffuse. And of course, it's also possible to notice the changing nature of the relationship between the torso and the arms, the neck and the head. Also impermanent, changing. We can also contemplate the fire element, quality of experience that's related to temperature. It might be that you're sitting in a room that has some air movement. Perhaps the air creates a sensation of coolness relative to parts of the body that are not touched by the air. Careful investigation of the sensation of breathing in reveals that it's cooler than the temperature of the air when you breathe out. Perhaps you can notice a difference in temperature between the skin that is covered by cloth compared to the temperature of the skin that's exposed to the air in the room. And as with the other contemplations of the earth and the air elements, see if you can notice the impermanence as you breathe in and breathe out, in terms of the temperature, in terms of movement, in terms of contact, pressure. More importantly than the ability to track any changes in the sensation is the ability to track changes in the quality of attention. The fourth contemplation is the element of water. When we think about water, we can consider it in the context of drops of water. They have a coherence. They can either be spherical or shaped like a teardrop. But there's definitely a surface and a cohesive interior. It all kind of sticks together. This is what we are contemplating in our embodied experience. Sensation of cohesion. I can notice it vividly in terms of the interior of my upper lip, from the skin on the outer part of the lip to the surface of the inner part of the lip. The area in between, there's a fullness there, a cohesiveness. You can also notice it if you zoom your attention into the volume of each of your fingers. When you investigate the internal characteristic of each finger, see if you can notice a tingling or vibrating sensation there. That's not the water element. It's the air element, a movement. In the Hindu yogic tradition, it's called prana. But there's also a sense of integrity in each finger, a fullness. Again, it's beneficial to also contemplate the impermanence associated with contemplating the water element. The ability of the mind to maintain a stable focus of attention. The characteristic of clarity or dullness of attention. there are alternative approaches to these contemplations. They provide, first of all, substantial experience that grounds one's attention. It's easier to maintain a stable focus of attention on the earth, air, fire, or water elements. And then from that perspective, notice the fleeting and ephemeral quality of thinking, of impulsive reactivity. Additionally, the more one can fully engage in contemplating the four elements, the more stable one's attention can become. It's a useful way to cultivate samadhi. And additionally, diving deeply into contemplating the four elements, there can be a realization that that's all there is. There's just these qualities of sensory experience. On top of it is layered the fabricated nature of thinking. But nowhere in that mix is there an enduring, authoritative, autonomous self.
Thank you for your practice. I wish you well.